From Maine Public Radio and mainepublic.org, I'm Robbie Feinberg with the news on this day in Maine, Thursday, August 8th, 2024.
This Day in Maine is made possible by Now You're Cooking, celebrating 24 years of selling cookware, kitchen tools, gadgets, and fine wine on historic Front Street in downtown Bath, open 7 days a week.
Several hundred Republicans attended a campaign event in Auburn on Wednesday evening featuring the Speaker of the U.S. House of Representatives. Speaker Mike Johnson helped open a, quote, battle station for the party's Get Out the Vote efforts. The event doubled as a rally for Austin Terrio, the state lawmaker challenging Democratic Congressman Jared Golden in Maine's 2nd District. Terrio says Johnson's presence highlighted the importance of the race.
That should go to show all of us here in this room, all of us that are listening, and all of those that are paying attention to who they're going to decide and who they're going to vote for, that the future of the country literally runs through us being successful in this race for Congress in Maine's 2nd District.
The race is a top priority for both national parties as they battle for control of Congress. The Mills administration has announced another nearly $6 million in recovery and resilience grants. The money is part of a $60 million program to help businesses and other organizations hurt by last winter's storms and to fund projects that might make them better able to weather future storms. The grants went to 109 entities and ranged from about $2,500 up to $100,000. Grant recipients are in all 16 of Maine's counties and include lobster processors, breweries, hotels, and some nonprofits. A judge has dismissed a lawsuit against a Maine school district brought by the parents of a student who died from heat stroke while participating in a school-sponsored hike in the White Mountains. Amy Tate and Christopher Strecker filed the lawsuit after their son, Michael, died on a hike of Bald Face Mountain as part of a senior awareness trip in 2021. The family alleges that chaperones refused to listen to requests from Strecker to turn around, and Strecker later vomited and went into cardiac arrest. The suit claimed that the Lake Region School District failed to properly train its employees and failed in its duty to ensure Strecker's safety. But in a ruling this week, Judge Lance Walker said that the district cannot be held liable and that the situation doesn't rise to a standard of a state-created danger. Attorney Michael Bego said that the families are disappointed with the decision and are considering next steps, including a possible appeal. President Biden said in March that he wanted the government to find more sites that recognize the contributions of women to U.S. history. The Francis Perkins Center in Newcastle thinks the grounds of the Perkins home is one of those sites. Perkins, who died in 1965, was Franklin Roosevelt's Secretary of Labor and the first woman cabinet member. But Francis Perkins Center Executive Director Giovanna Gray Lockhart says that's just one reason to recognize her.
The truth is, we haven't even scratched the surface of telling her story and her impressive legacy. She just was integral in improving the lives of women, children, immigrants, factory workers, and other exploited individuals.
Perkins told Roosevelt she wanted to pursue a 40-hour work week, a minimum wage, unemployment compensation, workers' compensation, abolition of child labor, and Social Security. All became elements of Roosevelt's New Deal. The Francis Perkins Center is gathering signatures on a petition on its website asking President Biden to designate the Perkins home and grounds as a national monument. If the president acts, it would become Maine's 2nd national monument, joining Katahdin Woods and Waters. And Maine's western mountains and northern regions could see flooding this weekend as the remnants of Debbie make their way through the state. Stephen Barron, a forecaster with the National Weather Service in Gray, says that the worst of the storm will stay further west, closer to New York, but he expects some areas near the Maine mountains to see rainfall of up to 3 inches.
But again, being a tropical air mass, it wouldn't be unusual to see rates even as high as 2 inches an hour, or maybe a little bit higher. So that's why we would be concerned, especially in mountainous terrain where you get the runoff. But again, it looks more like a not as widespread of a flooding risk, more short fuse, localized flooding issues.
Barron expects precipitation to begin Friday morning in northern regions, with the heaviest rainfall from Friday evening through Saturday morning. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. And coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock on Friday morning, we'll talk with Maine's train enthusiasts. I'm Robbie Feinberg. Thanks for listening.